Hello again, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. In the past few weeks, I've been discussing a lot online and in some new recent articles about the changes that are happening in healthcare and how it is going to affect you, the medical sales professional. And for the most part, these discussions involve around the fact that healthcare reform legislation is forcing the entire healthcare system to refocus on expenditures versus reimbursement. And what's happening with this is that it's changing the buying process the way we've known it for years, especially if you're used to selling to physicians and other end users. What's happening is that there is a shift in the decision-making process that where the physician has always had the majority of the power, or most of the time, all of the power, we're seeing a shift of this power over to other entities in the healthcare system. Some of these entities include people at the C-level. We're talking about hospital executives such as CEOs, CFOs, and COOs. And we're also going to find ourselves selling to committees more, such as product evaluation committees and technology committees, where some of the parties on these committees don't have a clinical background, and as a result of that, they don't think the same way and they don't buy the same way. So what this means for you, again, the medical sales professional, it means you're going to have to alter the way that you sell, and you will probably have to alter and restructure your selling process. Essentially, what is happening is that the sales process for selling to hospitals and physicians is becoming more complex. And this means that you are going to need to familiarize yourself with the different entities, each of these personnel, and how they think and how they buy. And then you're going to have to, if you haven't already done this, you're going to have to implement a sales process to make sure that you are not overlooking any of these critical personnel. This is a time to be proactive and start developing those new skills before you actually need them. In fact, the reality is you probably need them already. But human beings are creatures of habits. So many of you have not been in the habit of calling on anyone but the end user, whether it's a physician or a nurse or some other clinician. The philosophy in the past has been, well, I will introduce myself to and get to know the other parties that may be involved in the sales process if and when it becomes necessary. That is no longer a luxury that you can afford. You need to be proactive and start taking steps to introduce yourself and to understand the way these different stakeholders in the selling process think and work in your hospital accounts right now. Think about it. If your competition is already developing relationships with these critical personnel and is making advancements in terms of the sales process towards products that you are enjoying the benefits of selling to physicians and other end users right now, then in a short period of time or over some period of time, you're going to find your business slipping to the competition. And I know you don't want that to happen. So what can you do? Start learning how the CEOs, CFOs, business people, committees work in the hospital, how they think and how they buy. To help you out, my company, Sales Pilot Medical Sales Performance, we've launched an online program. It's called Medical Sales University, and it is a 10-lesson course, which takes place over 5 weeks, and it's followed up by 8 weeks of implementation training to help you become familiar and refine your sales technique, not just to these business entities and committees, but to everyone that you're selling with. We want to make sure that you're maximizing your performance to get the most out of your efforts every day. So please take a look at that. Go to our webpage, www.medicalsalestraining.com, and on the left side of the page, you will see a link to Medical Sales University. And thank you for joining us this week on the Medical Sales Guru. And I leave you with the words I leave you with every week. As you move through your medical sales career, please remember that nothing is ever more important than the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.